For today's piece segment, we're joined by Rosemary Pace, who is with Pax Christi. So, Rosemary, welcome to the show. And maybe we can start off, you know, what is Pax Christi?
Pax Christi is the Catholic peace movement, and it was called that by Pope Pius XII when it was first founded. It started in France. It started for reconciliation between France and Germany at the end of World War II. And now it's across the globe on every continent, and we, except for Antarctica. But the main modus operandi, if I can call it that, is prayer, study, and action, no matter where Pax Christi is across the globe.
And how does Pax Christi of New York State, you know, fit into the overall Pax Christi mission?
Well, Pax Christi International, which is in Belgium now, not in France, is a network, really, of national Pax Christis across the globe. And Pax Christi USA is one of those. Within Pax Christi USA, there are regions, and the regions include Pax Christi New York State, which is actually very new. The regions in Pax Christi USA vary a lot, and New York State has had regions that are Metro New York, which is really my region down in the New York City area, Upstate New York, Western New York, and Long Island. But the current executive director of Pax Christi has this vision of having 50 regions, one for each state. And so that's how Pax Christi New York State is being conceived. And it's new. The idea of Pax Christi New York State is new, but it really does comprise Metro New York, Long Island, Upstate New York, and Western New York.
Are there other faith-based, you know, peace groups, particularly in New York State, and how would Pax Christi sort of relate to their work?
Well, I don't know precisely if you would, for example, consider Catholic Worker a peace group, because certainly their founder, Dorothy Day, was a pacifist, but they're not really identified as a peace movement the way Pax Christi is. And I'm trying to think if there's others. You know, we do collaborate a lot with other peace organizations, but they're mostly secular.
So what are some of the issues that Pax Christi New York State intends to address?
Well, again, because we're so new, to call it the state, one thing about Pax Christi in general is it's pretty, on one hand, there's an overriding theme of gospel nonviolence. We believe Jesus was the model of nonviolence. He was probably the ultimate peacemaker. But within that, different groups kind of embrace different issues that they're passionate about. For example, the group that is really reviving Pax Christi Upstate New York, where you are, is very involved with opposing military drones, mm-hmm. In part because many of them are being, I guess, I don't know what the correct word is, but dispatched from the base up in your region.
Yeah, the Hancock Air Force Base out of Syracuse.
Right. And so they've really focused on that. Metro New York's been a bit more eclectic, I would say. Long Island has focused a lot on, well, again, I think I can now generalize, anti-military, you know, that we spend way, way, way too much of our intelligence, our resources, our money on military, whether it's drones, whether it's military bases, whether it's occupying, if you will, other countries with our military bases all over the place. Nuclear weapons is a big issue, specifically. Right now, the U.S. has committed $1.7 trillion to upgrade nuclear weapons that we hope never to use. So it's issues like that that we are very engaged in. And also racism. Systemic racism is a big Pax Christi issue. And it connects to so much of the militarism that's part of this country's policies. And also connecting climate change to the issue as well. There are very real and very serious connections between the global climate crisis and the military. The military actually are responsible for, I think, if I have it correctly, a vast amount, and I want to even say the majority of fossil fuel emissions?
Well, I looked at this recently, one of our interviews. It's about 8% worldwide of emissions comes from the military. The U.S. military being the single largest user of oil in particular, but it's about 8% worldwide in terms of the emissions.
Well, worldwide, that's relatively low, but I know for the United States it's higher, but maybe majority is it. Unfortunate exaggeration, but it is, I guess it, what it is it's more than other sources of those kinds of emissions. So those kinds of links are, we make as well. It's not exclusively military, like you can stick it in a silo, but it's military and racism, military and climate change. And, you know, you could go on and on.
Now, a number of peace activists that I know who come from a faith perspective have often been involved in, you know, sort of bearing witness, which has in many cases included in doing civil disobedience. And that includes everything from like the schools of America and also particularly some of the nuclear weapons testing facilities. And actually, way back when draft registration, I had somebody this week, you know, what type of, tactics or activities does PACS Christi incorporate into its advocacy, education, outreach effort?
Well, definitely there are those who will commit civil disobedience, including, I believe, some of the folks in upstate New York. Definitely witnessing at select locations like Hancock Air Base. And while there, can be holding up banners, can be trying to engage in conversation with people, can be handing out flyers. A lot of it is to raise awareness and to motivate people, not just the small group that might be members of PACS Christi doing a demonstration, for example, but to encourage others to also speak out, because we really need volume, if you will, not in terms of how loud you speak, but what you're saying and how far it reaches and how many people, in particular in Congress, you might reach to try to change policies. And also to, since we are the Catholic Peace Movement, to address the church, because the church has not exactly been pacifist, even though we proclaim a gospel of nonviolence and Jesus as nonviolent. Unfortunately, the church has been very willing to support military actions. And so to also try to contact bishops, write letters, make phone calls, have meetings, sign petitions, trying to think. Well, as I said, we also join in with other groups, so that sometimes we may not be the initiators of a particular action, but we will support others and participate with them. The key thing with that is that it remains nonviolent. Because you can join with some groups and they are not nonviolent. And when I speak of nonviolence, I'm speaking of nonviolence, not just in action, but also in what people say and how we say it, so that it is not going to be provocative, but will be hopefully influential in trying to change people's hearts and minds to a more nonviolent way.
Hi. So we've been talking with Rosemary Pace, with PACS Christi New York State, which is just, somewhat in the formative stage. I don't think we have an organized chapter yet here in the Capital District. If people want to find out more about PACS Christi, and particularly PACS Christi New York State, how best can they do that?
Well, I would say first and foremost, people can contact PACS Christi USA. And the website is www.PACS Christi USA, and PACS Christi is P-A-X. It's Latin. It means peace of Christ. So PACS CHRISTI.org. But also for now, people could contact me at my PACS Christi email address, which is nypaxchristi@gmail.com. So it's nypaxchristi@gmail.com.
Thank you very much, Rosemary Pace. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.